A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, January 23rd, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube. Tonight we are discussing political tension in Zimbabwe ahead of crucial elections set for this year. Several opponents of the government are in remand prison, while some have been jailed for engaging in public violence and other issues. At least 26 members of the Citizens Coalition for Change appeared in court today with their lawyers demanding their immediate remand on bail, while the state argues that they should not be granted bail. Attorneys representing the CCC members accused of holding an illegal meeting in Harare's Butiriro suburb argued in court today that one of the key witnesses should not testify against the granting of bail to the activist, as he has been listening to the court case for almost a week. The CCC activists arrested a week ago have joined Zengeza West legislator Job Sikala in remand prison. Sikala has spent more than 7 months at Chikurupi maximum prison. He is facing charges of inciting public violence. Other opponents of the government, including Thokoza's Republic Party, are also in prison for engaging in political violence. These are among other cases in which the opposition is under siege ahead of the forthcoming general elections. There is now political tension in Zimbabwe, with some people arguing that there won't be free and fair elections in the country. Namhla siqhubekela phambili ngengxoxo yezombusazwe. Kulamalunga ebandla le-CCC angamashumi amabili lasithupha, 26, abesikade besemthethwandaba namhla eHarare. Etheswa amacala okwenza umhlangano ongekho emthethweni. Amalunga la abotshwe ngeviki ephelileyo eHarare. Amagqwetha abo alile namhla ukuba omunye wabafakazi obengena emthethwandaba kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo anike ubufakazi bakhe bokuthi bahlawule isibambiso sebail. Amalunga la abotshwe ngesikhathi omunye wabo, uMnumzana Job Sikala, elokhu ezama ukuthi avunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Amalunga ebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lawo avalelwe entilongweni kulandela ukugwetshwa kwabo nyakenye. Lokhu sokwenze ukuba kube lokuxokozela okumangalisayo eZimbabwe. For now, let's go to Harare, where our correspondent French Chikori was in court, where CCC members accused of holding a so-called illegal meeting in Butiriro are seeking bail. One of them has been infected with COVID-19 while in remand prison. Frank speaks with Wilbert Mandinde, one of the CCC activists' attorneys, about today's court proceedings.
So this afternoon or today, we started dealing with the issue of the bail application. As we had indicated, that the state had indicated that it intended to bring another witness. We initially challenged it in the morning, as the state intended to bring in an officer who we then had highlighted to the court that he was sitting in the gallery. The state initially denied that. The magistrate then ruled in the afternoon that because there was no proof, there will be no prejudice if the witness was allowed to come. So they brought in the assistant officer in charge at Butiriro Police to give evidence. And one of the issues we were then able to establish basically was that he indeed has been following proceedings and was sitting in the gallery. We hope the court will also take cognizance of it as and when the decision is made. As it is now, we have all finalized the giving. The state has finalized with the two witnesses it intended to call in support as to why bail should not be granted. We have now started addressing the court on the bail application itself. The court, yes, the state, yes, address the court on what compelling reasons they have in opposing bail, and basically they have three reasons, one of being that the offense is serious, the other being that they fear interference with witnesses, and I think they said they are alleging that it is a serious offense.
That was Mr. Wilbert Mandinde, an attorney representing CCC activists, speaking with Frank Chikore in Harare. Our Bulawayo-based correspondent Elsa Chisaspanda also spoke to Abednego Pepe of the CCC about political tension in Zimbabwe.
Abednego Pepe is a member of CCC is the Coalition for Change. Of late, Mr. Pepe, we hear that the political rallies organized by opposition are stopped, some are banned, some are interfered with. Some accuse the police of doing it, some accuse the ZANU-PF, the ruling party, of being behind the banning or the stopping of any meetings and rallies. We saw your colleagues being arrested recently in Harare. What do you say about this?
It is unfortunate that 43 years down the line, we're still seeing the so-called black ruling elite or black ruling party using the tactics that were used by the Smith regime, the UDI. Actually, they have even transformed it and used it in a worse formula than the UDI itself. So it's known for them that they have failed. After failing, then they decide to use violence to cover up for their failures. They have failed. People of Zimbabwe no longer, need them. They no longer get anything from their, leadership. So therefore, they try and intimidate by harassing, arresting, beating the opposition.
We are in the election year. Do you believe this will be the norm, or do you think that after the publication of all the arrest of those 25, they might stop doing it?
Well, obviously, a coward will never stop doing whatever he's doing. A person who is cruel will never stop his cruelty. But it doesn't deter us from fighting on. We'll continue fighting on. The struggle is called a struggle because it's not an easy thing to achieve. We'll use all means possible to make sure that we outwit them with or without the violence or the arrest.
We've seen in previous elections there have been so much violence since the early 2000s. And some critics say, why do you participate in such elections where you end up saying you have been rigged because of violence, you couldn't campaign properly? Will you participate in these 2023 elections?
Well, I don't think boycotting elections is a solution as long as we don't have an alternative. So if we don't have an alternative that we can use, we cannot do anything. Remember, elections are a democratic process or a legal process that brings about a legitimate government. So we cannot use any other means besides using elections. So boycotting elections means we are actually giving them on a silver platter that they should continue messing the way they are doing.
But when you lose election, then you say there was violence, you were intimidated. Surely, why should you participate?
Well, losing election is another issue. When you try, if you go to school, you don't say, I've failed an exam. Because I've failed an exam, let me leave school. You continue going to school and do your corrections. That's how you learn. That's how you achieve. We can only achieve but by participating through a democratic process.
That was CCC member Apetniko Pepe speaking to Ezra Chizaspanda in Bulawayo. Ezra also spoke to Archibald Chiponda, Bulawayo provincial spokesperson of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Hello, we welcome you. Say, what's your name again?
My name is Archibald Chiponda. I'm currently the provincial spokesperson for ZANU-PF for Bulawayo province.
Right. We get reports that your party, ZANU-PF, has been stopping opposition from campaigning. You intimidate, you beat up people. Allegations are so serious. A lot of people believe because of the election year, violence will creep in again. What do you say of that?
To be honest with you, I think the opposition, whether it's MDC, CCC, whatever they decide to call themselves this week or this month, this is something they've always done. We know around election time, they'll be seeking resources. It's something we're used to now. They'll make up pretty much as they can to try and garner resources from outside by painting this false narrative that there's all this going on and us as a party, we're stopping them from campaigning. As a political party, we have absolutely nothing to gain from stopping CCC or MTC or whatever from campaigning. The truth of the matter is they're failing to campaign because they have no discernible campaign message. If you look at their camp right now, it's not a secret. It's open. There's disunity. There's the lack of cohesion. It's basically impossible for them to campaign, not because of anything anybody else is doing, but because of how it is the state is seen as an organization itself. I use the term organization loosely because I'm sure, as everybody knows, for there to be an organization, there must be some form of structure, some form of constitution, maybe some form of rule book, some way that things work. In my opinion, right now, CCC, as it is, it's quite misplaced to call it a political party as such. Only a political party can campaign or have a campaign message. When you have a group of individuals who just get together and they have no constitution, no hierarchy, no structure, no form, to be honest with you, that's defined as a gang more than a political party, if I'm being honest with you. It's a gang. If these were people who got together on one day, we would in fact call them a mob. But because they continue to meet, they are now a gang, not a political organization. So the people who are stopping them from campaigning are them themselves, because they do not have the structures or the form or the hierarchy to sit down and come up with a campaign message such as us. As we are a political party, we have various campaign messages. We have, whether it's Nikainova Kwanevenevayo, whether it's 5 million votes, CED fair, you know, we come up with these things. There are structures, there are departments, there's a commissariat department, there's a leadership, and people sit down and come up with campaign messages and we decide exactly how we're going to do it. So for them to say we are stopping them from campaigning, no, no, no. They should actually look in the mirror and see that because they are not an organization with structure and form, they are pretty much stopping themselves from campaigning, to be honest with you.
That was Archibald Chiponda, a ZANU-PF regional executive member, speaking to Ezra Jesus Banda. The both are in Bulawayo. Let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have a ZANU-PF activist, Frank Kuni. He is based here in USA. Mr. Kuni, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We hope we are going to be joined soon by Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, who is a CCC member based in Johannesburg. So, Mr. Kuni, there is this political tension in Zimbabwe right now. We know that some CCC activists have been arrested, in Tuas Republic, party activists have been, are in jail right now for engaging in political violence, according to the state. So what is really going on? You know, we are seeing the state cracking down against, the opposition. Is this normal?
Well, let me correct you there. The state is not cracking down against opposition. The state is operating as it should be. They are arresting lawbreakers. It's just as simple as that. Those who break the law, it doesn't matter who they belong to, they should be arrested and face the full wrath of the law. It's just that simple. You said it yourself. You got people that are in jail right now for breaking the law, and that's the law of the land. In every country, people must abide by the existing laws in those countries. In Zimbabwe, you cannot hold a political party meeting without police clearance. It's just that simple.
But that on its own, Mr. Kuni, that on its own, mm-hmm. a people must be free, you know, to hold any meeting of their choice at any given time. What I'm saying, in democratic societies, you can have a burial society meeting and talk issues, and you can have even a meeting of, you know, political minds. It's legal.
Right in here country. In Washington, D.C., Mr. Dube, right here in Washington, D.C., you cannot gather yourselves and hold a meeting without police clearance right here in Washington, D.C. There is no way in the world where people can just gather together and start formulating political agendas without police clearance in a public place. It's just that simple.
So we see that all this is happening ahead of the forthcoming elections. So give us your take on why these arrests are so many these days.
Well, it doesn't matter how many times people break the law. They should be arrested. For us as ZANU-PF, we know the law. We follow the legal procedures. We tell the police ahead of time. We submit our applications. We notify them. And we hold our meetings publicly with the police present, as it should be. Well, we are heading towards the elections. That's true. And it's very clear that ZANU-PF is a well-oiled machine. We are an organized group. We are an organized political party, and we are poised to win these elections all systems down. We are going to win the elections, and these so-called opposition groups, they have no chance of winning this election. That's why they are making up all these stories and fomenting violence, creating friction in our community, you know, breaking the law so that they can be arrested and try to present Zimbabwe as a lawless nation. Actually, Zimbabwe is a lawful nation. Our police are doing their jobs. They are arresting people who allegedly break the law. If indeed they have recourse or they have not broken the law, then the courts of the law will state that and they'll be freed accordingly. You don't see the police running around arresting ZANU-PF groups because we are following the laws of the land. If they don't want to follow the laws of the country, then they will be arrested. It's just that simple. And coming back to the so-called opposition, some of them are not even political groups. For example, you mentioned CCC. What exactly is CCC? They are not a political party. It's just like a cult.
How do you define it as a cult? What is a political opponent?
They are a structuralist party. They are a group of maybe four or five people who are leading, confused people, calling themselves CCC, but there is no structure.
Maybe the problem that we are having here, Mr. Kuni, is that you are actually defining people as useless in a way, that they don't have structures, they don't have brains, they are just empty shells. So at the end of the day, people will say, you know what, that kind of condescending idea about other people is why Zimbabwe is at its kind of level right now. Things are going, according to people, the wrong way, because we are defining people in a wrong way. Is that not the case?
No, that's not the case. Look at ZANU-PF. We are an organized political party. And I think to resolve these matters, as a nation, it's high time now our parliament need to legislate on the registration of political parties so that we have a formula that is well defined, which defines what is a political party, what constitutes a political party. Because now you are comparing us, an organized political party which is ready for elections, with some cult group of people that are mushrooming everywhere and calling them one name or the other, but you can't find the way they organize. Right now, you were telling us that CC members are in jail. We don't know that. How do we know they are CC members? There is no structure. They have no membership structure. So why are you calling them CC members? These are people who broke the law, allegedly, and they've been arrested by the police. They will have their day in court and let the courts clear them or find them guilty. That's how the system works.
Now, Mr. Kuni, we've got Nkosi Mzobe, who is saying Mr. Kuni is talking nonsense while he's saying all these kind of things. And then we have got another one, Unube. You know, people are responding to your remarks. What's your response?
That's fine. They have their freedom to do that. It's their opinion. But what I'm telling you is the truth. CCC is not an organized group of a political party. It's not a political party. It's a cult led by one person with a bunch of people mushrooming everywhere saying they belong to CCC. But if you ask them, what is it that makes you a CCC member? They have nothing. Nonetheless, the issue of the matter is we as ZANU-PF, we are poised to win these elections. We are ready. Our machinery has been made ready. We are campaigning legally within the framework of the law all over the country. Even our own members, if they break the law, they will be arrested. You saw that what happened in Murewa.
Yes. Mr. Kuni, 1 second. I'll let a caller speak to you right now. Select caller up in South Africa. Caller, who's your next one? Yeah,
Peter.
So let's move on forward to.
Melulegimoyo,
kunjani malma?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani labo wena?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Yamuzukulu lapho uyakhuluma ukuthi iCCC into ezinjalo ngabantu abangani bayi cult, kwathinthini into ezinjalo. Ungaphendula sithini kolapho baba?
Ukuthi into ebalulekileyo thina singumphakathi kufuneka siqale sibambane kuqala. Asibambani ukuthi mhlawumbe sisusa iphathi ebusayo noma ini, into ebalulekileyo ukuthi sibambane, sibe nenqubekela phambili, abantu bangaze bahlupheke ngoba besehlule ukuthi babambane.
Yeah, so what about i-political tension eseZimbabwe khona manje, ungathini ngakhonokho? Kule political tension sibili enzima kula bantu ababotshwayo, ugunuthi ababotshwayo ngabantu abayiphula umthetho. So when ubona ngazani ngabantu abayiphula umthetho, kumbe ibandla leZANU-PF selibopha abantu ngesikhathi sokuthi sokulungiselelwa ukhetho?
Lokhuyana sokuyikwenzeka ukuthi kuvimbeke abantu ukuthi bangakhampeyini ngendlela abafisa ngayo, ngoba umuntu omunye uma ekhampeyina udinga khona ukuthi mhlawumbe angaletha utshintsho ebantwini. So kona laba abantu ababotshwayo babotshelwa nami engingabotshwanga manje, bazama ukuthi maybe basikhiphe kulokhu esikhandani lakho, ngoba abantu baseZimbabwe ngobuningi siyahlupheka. Lokhu ayengise ukubalekela.
So-ke phosela ukugcina kulapho-ke mnumzana.
Mina bengikufisa ukuthi alibana umbuso waseZimbabwe uyavumela wonke umuntu akhululeke ayenze ngendlela afisa ngayo, as long elungisela umphakathi, engadeleli umphathi ophethe kwalesi sikhathi, kodwa wonke umuntu azizwe ekhululekile. Kukhampeyini kuya kuma-elections, abanye abantu bayesaba nje ukuyavota ngoba bengakwazi ukuthi after lapho kuzoyenzakalani. So bengifisa nje ukuthi alibana uhulumende uyake akhulule nje abantu baziyikhampeynele nje ngendawo ngendawo, kungabi lo muntu obotshwayo, abantu bonke nje bahambe bekhululekile.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu mnumzala, ungathulela kusasa ba.
Ngiyabonga mphathi ohlelo.
Yeah, emoyo baba. So that was Mr. Meluleki Moyo. He's saying, you know, a lot is happening in Zimbabwe and he's not supporting all that is happening in terms of people being arrested and all those kind of things. And on the line, we have got Mr. Frank Kuni, who is a ZANU-PF activist based in Washington, D.C. Let's hear what other people are saying. Undlovu is saying, Mr. Kuni, some of those things that you're talking about don't exist. We are still waiting for another guest, and that is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi. We hoped that you would have joined us by now. But please note that we are live streaming this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message on our social media pages, all these platforms. We are available. Right now, there are some people watching us on Facebook pages, so continue watching and send us all the messages. We'll allow Mr. Kuni to have one or two words in Shona. Mr. Kuni, so I think what you have seen is, you know, this crackdown is almost similar to what happened to ZAPU. You know, we know that ZAPU members were absolutely jailed, you know, especially officials. And then party members had a very torrid time, you know. Some of them were killed, and we know that the Five Brigade actually allegedly killed more than 20,000 people in Matabeleland and the Midlands regions. And this is in the 1980s, right? So now it seems ZANU-PF is continuing with the same kind of thing, you know. Is that not the case, Mr. Kuni? Yes, Shonaba.
Absolutely not. Regarding Tangerichiti, what do we? I think Maharasi Gagwara kana kuti that's irresponsible to try and compare Gukura Windi ne CCC. Gukura Windi was a terrible time during the early stages of our independence in Zimbabwe. Chokuzoti CCC ingaenza nesa ne zvakaitika kumatebele ne Midlands province. I think ipapo Maharasi chaizvo zvikuru kwazvo. Regedzai ndibatsire vanhu veZimbabwe ndichiti isusu semusangano weZANU PF tinotevedzera mitemo yenyika. We follow the laws of the country. Ava singade kutevedzera mitemo yenyika. Mutemo unoti ngavasungwe voendeswa kumatare edzimhosva. Zviri kumatare edzimhosva kuvawana vaine mhosva kana kuti kuvasunungura nekuvachenura. Saka nekuti vanozviti tiri opposition hazvirevi kuti havachasungwa. Just because someone says I belong to an opposition political party, that doesn't mean they cannot be arrested if they break the law. Munhu wese anenge atyora mutemo anofanira kusungwa zvichitevedzerwa mutemo. Uye ndoda kuti ndijekesere vanhu, tiri kunzwa vadhuye muri kuramba muchiti political attention. Hamene kuti political attention yamuri kutaura iri kuitika kupi? What is happening chiri kuitika ndechekuti vanhu vari kutyora mutemo vamwe vacho vachizviti ndeve CC kunyange tisingazive kuti chinonzi CCC chii. Vanhu ivavo vari kutyora mutemo vosungwa nemapurisa. Saka political attention iri papi? Mapurisa ari kusunga vanhu vari kutyora mutemo, imi akuti political attention. Semazivo atinoita political attention kuri akuti mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anenge achirwisana kana kuti there is a tension between or among political parties. And as we speak right now, hakuna zvakadaro. Hamuna kumbonzwa kuti ZANU PF yaswera ichitandanisana nevanhu veCC, papfurwa vanhu nevanhu vakadai zviri pakati peZANU PF neMDC and so forth. So let's be clear there. What is happening out chiri kuitika ndechekuti kune vanhu vanozviti CC. CC hatiziye kuti chii. Chipoka here kana kuti chii. Tasi tinoziva ndechekuti harisi bato rezvematongerwo enyika. Nokuti mapato ese ezvematongerwo enyika ane ma structures, ane gwara, ane utungamiri hwakasarudzwa nevanhu zvinozivikanwa pachena. Zvino apa hatiziye kuti CC yacho munhu umwe chete.
Mr. Kuni.
Ngatibatsirei vanhu, tivataurire vanhu chokwadi. Imimi vose midhia tinokumbirisa zvikuru kwazvo kuti muriwe munotaurira vanhu chokwadi, kwete kuti munge makarerekera mativi kana kuudza vanhu zvisiri izvo. Zviripo
in this case, Mr. Kuni, we gave you acres of space to explain some of these things, and we are happy about that. But Meluleke has got a quick response. That's Meluleke Ndlovu. He says this man is talking nonsense. So he says, we are struggling in other countries because of people like Kuni and ZANU PF. So he should shut up. Then we've got Samson Kube, who says, you know, sometimes even voting is a waste of time because we've got so many people that don't even know what to say before opening their mouths. So you can hear what people are saying, Mr. Kuni. It's not coming straight from my own mouth, is what the owners of the show are saying. And then we've got Daylight, who says, Mr. Kuni, by the way, you must know that Studio 7 is very much well balanced, so don't try to accuse them of any kind of bias. 1 second for you, Mr. Kuni, before we close the show.
Well, isusu sezano, we are ready for the elections. Takagadzirira kusarudzo iri kuuya. Takatarisa kuwina, tichawina zvine mutsindo. Vanozviti mapolitical party kana kuti magurupu emakauti, tichavadya. Muchanzwa vakuchema kuti hadyiwa neZANU PF, kutabirirwa this and that. But the truth is, they are not as organized as isusu. Isusu takabatana, takasunga, tichawina, takatarisira kukunda. Wongu vanhu vanobvumirwa.
Thank you.
Yes, they are right.
Thank you so much. That was Mr. Frank Kuni. So thank you so much. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guest, Mr. Kuni, and a listener who actually called today. Let's meet again tomorrow. This is Kim Stewart in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.